Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. I don't know. Some people find it soothing or sexy, but I find it really weird. So we're going to go back to my normal voice now. And see, that was kind of it.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with me. All I'm sorry. That was so annoying. I don't really know how to do this without a guest. Yeah, I've always had a guest. If this is the first episode that you've listened to, I'll kind of explain how I normally do things here on TK's Juicy Bod. So yeah, my name's Taylor King. Everyone calls me TK, and it's a juicy pod because I make juicy polls on my Instagram story. So if you don't follow that, you should head over to Instagram right now while you're listening to this. Give me a follow, and most importantly, look at my story because I probably have some polls on there and vote in them. They're actually like fun polls too, most of the time. Like they're like dating related or like silly ones like food, like Oreos versus pizza or whatever. And or just like random stuff that comes to mind. I try to stay like up to date on things that are going on or like stay relevant and juicy, of course, just because it's fun, one, to vote in them and two, to see what the rest of the world's kind of thinking. I mean, not that the whole world follows me on Instagram, even though they should. but yeah, it's cool to see like what other people are thinking versus what you're thinking, especially when it comes, in my opinion, to dating, because I don't know, I feel like you can kind of see where you're a little off and maybe need to change things. I don't know. Fun fact, if you didn't know, I actually vote in my own polls, but what I do is I go on another Instagram account and then I go and vote on them. So that way I don't know what the results are. Otherwise, like the results legit will sway my answers and I'll like convince myself that I'm with a majority. I don't know. It's really weird. Anyway, I'm sure this podcast is going to be like one giant ramble. So if you want to like stay tuned, you know what? I should like really get you a gift or something. I'm sorry if you can hear the construction or noises outside. I live downtown LA and, you know, that's just what we're working with. I have to sleep with it. You have to listen to it on the podcast. It's just how it works. I kind of got this idea. Actually, I feel like Alicia told me to do this. Probably. She tells me she's a D1 friend. She's always telling me like very important stuff to do, but yeah, and also people have been recommending Katie, I think it's Katie Bellotti. I don't want to be pronouncing it wrong, Katie. I'm sorry if I am. But yeah, her podcast is called Thick and Thin, and I think her YouTube's called Hello Katie. If I'm not like getting this all right, I'm sorry, Katie, but I'm pretty sure I am. I know her podcast is called Thick and Thin because I for sure listen to that and I follow her on Instagram. But she does just like late night podcasts by herself. It's kind of like the Late Late Show with Katie, but like podcast edition, which is really cool. I don't know. I feel like she's like, if you're in your 20s or even 30s or like in high school age, I feel like it's a really good, relatable, especially 20s, I'd say. It's a very relatable podcast to listen to. But she does it by herself, and I figured I would do one by myself just so that you guys could get to know me a little bit better, since I'm always interviewing people. Oh, I guess I didn't really explain that. Oh my God, I'm already messing up. Basically, on my podcast, what I do is I have a guest, and before I have the guest on, I have them send me a bunch of juicy poll questions they want me to put on my Instagram story for you guys to vote in. So basically, they send me like 10 to 15 questions, the followers vote, and then we talk about the results and what we would have voted in the polls or what we did vote. And so that's why I always have a guest, and it's really fun because I get to meet a lot of cool people through it. And I try and ask them juicy questions and ask them things that people don't normally ask them, which is really fun to do. And I love hosting. That's kind of why I wanted to have a guest on, because I love hosting and talking to people and asking them juicy stuff. But at the same time, I've had a lot of people request they want to get to know me better. So, which I understand, I'm nosy too. I want to get to know certain people. So yeah, that's kind of why we're going to do this. I'll probably do it for like 30 to 40 minutes, because an hour is just a long time listening to me. I'm sorry. Right now I feel like I am kind of developing a cold situation. I just got back yesterday. Let me tell you about my day yesterday, you guys. So I'm from Bloomington, Indiana, which, yeah, Midwest girl at heart, and trust me, I really am. But I live in downtown Los Angeles and I moved here for college. I went to FINM, the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, and I just recently graduated. But all that to say is that I went home for Thanksgiving, and I'm sure I'll tell you stories about my brother visiting because he came here for his Thanksgiving break. He goes to Indiana University. So him and one of his fraternity brothers, they like just got into a fraternity, whoop-de-doo. And no, I actually love frat guys. They're awesome, but they're also kind of, I don't know, we're going to keep it positive here. So, him and his fraternity brother came here, which I adore them both. And we had a great time and I took him to all these places. And it's just funny, like Midwest guys being in LA, like LA's so glamorous and trendy and stuff. It's just, it was funny to see them because already LA is a lot for me, and I feel like I can be up to date and on trend, and it's a lot for me. So like to be a fraternity boy from Indiana that only cares about like sports and babes, like that that's a lot coming to LA. So anyway, I did like all the touristy fun stuff with them and I had a blast. And then we all flew back to Indiana on Tuesday, and basically I've been like going nonstop since then. And I went to, had Thanksgiving festivities, went out, saw a bunch of people, which I'll explain in further detail in a second. But I am now sick. Well, I have a sore throat, but it's like a bad sore throat and I can feel it getting worse. So I've been, doing all the stuff, getting all the vitamin C. I've been drinking tea literally all day. Hold on, I'm gonna have a sip of mine right now. Could you hear that? Am I gonna leave that in? Sorry. Am I gonna leave that in just because I kind of don't want to edit this and I feel like it'd be cool. Like Katie doesn't edit hers and it's kind of cool to know that they didn't edit it. I mean, because sometimes I'm not gonna lie, I edit stuff out of my other podcasts. Like if I re-listen, I'm like, oh, I sounded stupid, or I'm like, oh, that was a stupid question, or I didn't like my guest answer, it was boring or whatever. I edit it out, which I think is smart in my situation because like you never really know what people are gonna say. Because here's the thing, when you're like hosting, you kind of know what answers you want from people, and so when they don't really give that to you, I mean, this is give or take, I guess. It kind of depends what you're hosting. For me, I don't really care what they say because it's just like a podcast that could go any which way. But if I were hosting someone, on a TV show or like a fashion show or something, I would be asking them questions I would want the answer from. Like that's just kind of how it works. So when they give you a really like off question, sometimes I'll edit it out just because it doesn't relate or whatever the case may be. But I kind of don't want to edit this. I'm totally like, here I am rambling and thinking about it. Anyway, I've been drinking lots of tea, the vitamin C, and like Dayquil and NyQuil have been my friend lately. So sorry if my voice is a little raspy. And I was going to say, when I was drinking that tea, could you hear me like drinking it? Does it sound like ASMR? ASMR, by the way, is like when you're whispering, like YouTubers do. I don't really watch them. It kind of makes me uncomfy. But also like Trisha Paytas, she's this like, she does a lot of mukbangs and mukbangs, whatever you call them, mukbang, mukbang, tomato, tomato. She does a lot of those on YouTube and I love her. You should watch her if you don't. But basically she'll eat food and then you can hear, she'll do it with this mic. So like you can hear her like chomping on food. I'm not going to do it because it like grosses people out so much. Like my friend Kenzie would literally barf, and I know she listens to my podcast. But ASMR is when they're literally this close to the microphone, and I'm just gonna do it. They're like this close to the microphone and you can hear me whispering, and it's like, I don't know, some people find it soothing or sexy, but I find it really weird. So we're gonna go back to my normal voice now. And see, that was kind of it. So I don't know. What I was trying to get at is, did I sound like Trisha Paytas when I was drinking my tea? I don't know. That's the tea. Let's find out. When I re-listen to this, I guess we'll see. But yeah. Wow, we're already 10 minutes in. God, my mind is everywhere. So, yeah, I wanted to do this podcast, for you to kind of get to know me. I feel like now I'll just go into the polls. I guess so. Okay. My phone's charging. That's why I'm kind of rambling right now. Oh, let me get it. Okay. So, like I said, I asked these polls. Oh, by the way, my Instagram is at @TAYL0R_King. I don't know if I already said that, but we're saying it again. Okay. So. Okay, first I want to go over some polls that I just like recently asked because I think they're interesting. Okay, I literally asked these yesterday. I was with my friend and we were out to eat and we were just like thinking of them. Or we were actually having a legit conversation. And then in conversation, I was like, oh my God, that's such a good question, which happens to me all the time. A lot of people ask like how I come up with my polls. And I used to do them all in one category. So I'd be like, okay, I'm going to do 20 polls, but they're all going to be on food. Or I'm going to do 20 polls and they're all going to be on dating or whatever the case may be. But now I do them so often that I'm actively looking for poll questions. So what I'll do is I'll be like in conversation with someone. We'll be like discussing, you know, let's say they're my friends, like telling me about a issue they have with a guy. And then she's like, yeah, I don't know what to do. Like, should I text him? And I'm like, you know what? Let's ask the polls. So then I'll like post her situation on Instagram and the people vote. So that's kind of what we were doing yesterday. So this is the first one. If they like you, they will make time for you, true or false? I mean, in my opinion, 100% true. I don't feel like there's much that needs to be talked about that. 95% of you guys said true, 5% said false. Okay, this one was so interesting and I've never done anything like it, so listen up. Have you ever seen someone or talked to someone once? Excuse me, I'm gonna redo this. Okay. Have you ever seen someone or talked to someone once and then pictured what your whole future would be like with them? For example, so this would like be an example of what I'm talking about. So like you see someone in the grocery store and you're like, oh my God, they're so hot. And like, let's say you make 5-second conversation with them and then you're like, oh my God, like what if I were to date him? Like you start thinking like in your head. I guess that's like kind of a little bit unrealistic. Another thing would be like, if your friend has a boyfriend and her and her boyfriend like are you guys all go out to dinner and then like he introduces you to his guy friend and then you like all of a sudden start planning your life like with this person, like you basically imagining or daydreaming something that like is kind of unrealistic. And I asked if people do this too and I was so shocked to see that 85% of you guys said yes. That's cray cray to me. And it was majority girls. I mean, I have more girl followers than guys, but a lot of like hot, like cool guys that I like respect and follow voted yes too. I mean, kind of good to know, I guess. And then 50% said no. So interesting. Expectations are resentments in the making, true or false? I think true, only because I got this from Casey and Candace Neistat's podcast, Couples Therapy. Go listen to it after you listen to this one. Basically, it's just saying how like we expect, like they're married, so they expect certain, when they expect so much out of each other and they don't, and those, that person doesn't meet those expectations, it causes us to resent them for not doing what we expected them to do, which we would never have that resentment if we never expected them to do it in the first place. I don't know if that made any sense, but they explain it way better than I just did, so go listen to it. But 58% said true. This is more of a close one. 42% said false. Okay, that was interesting. That was the first of that. And then, Okay. Oh, I also did questions because I was in the airport and like I saw someone not wash their hands after they went to the bathroom. I was like, that's kind of gross. So then I said, do you wash your hands in public bathrooms? And 95% of you said yes. 5% said no. Like, what the heck? That's gross. You just carry some hand sanitizer if you don't like to use the sinks. Okay. Let's see what people started to send me. Okay. Someone said, I'm going to shout you out because I told you I would. Christina Bacchetti. I'm probably butchering it. It's Bachety if you want to follow her. Said, would you move to a different country that spoke a different language because your, hold on, I can't see the rest of it, because your significant other? No, I wouldn't. And it has nothing to do with the country or the language barrier. I just like wouldn't move for someone right now. I think I would maybe in the future, but right now I love LA and I love my current life, so I wouldn't move anywhere. Sorry, that wasn't that juicy of an answer. Okay, someone wants to know about my experience moving to LA from the Midwest and my experience with FITM. Great question. I literally get DM'd and asked this all the time, so I'll just address it now. Yeah, I grew up born and raised in Bloomington, Indiana. It's a small town in Indiana. It's about an hour south of Indianapolis, and we're the home of Indiana University. So, the thing that I'm really thankful for about growing up in Bloomington is that there was a college town, so it brought a lot of like character to like the Midwest town that I live in. And, like, basically Indiana, like the things we care about are corn and like race car stuff, which like I don't know anything about, and basketball. And having Indiana University like brings all peaked types of people from all different walks of life to Bloomington, which adds a lot of character. I don't know. I just feel like it cultures us Indiana people a little bit more than like a really, really small town in Indiana, which I'm grateful for. But I didn't realize how uncultured I was. Even though my family has traveled a lot, I didn't realize how uncultured I was until I moved to LA. So yeah, my experience, I moved here literally a week after I turned 18. And the first, I'd say it took me minimum 2 years. Almost three, 2.5 to 3 years to really, 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 really get used to LA. Now it's been over 3 years and I'm like I don't miss when I used to go home and like enjoy being at home more than I did being in LA and kind of dread coming back here. Now I like am excited to come back here. I'm like, when I come back here, I'm like, oh, feels like home. And that did not happen until just recently. And I'm like coming up on 3.5 years. So moving here was tough. I used to get super homesick and like call my family, like bawling my eyes out and stuff like that. Just because it's hard. LA is like a hard place to move to. It's hard to meet friends. I didn't have like family members or friends or I knew no one at all. Like, I didn't even have like social media friends that I knew that lived here. I met everyone. I mean, thank God I'm outgoing. So I did it, but it did take a while to meet some good people. Yeah. So, and my experience at FITM was fabulous. I loved it. If you didn't know, FITM is downtown Los Angeles as well. It is, so some people go for just their associates, but I would say most people go for the bachelor's now, which is like a 4-year regular university. So I got my associates in digital media and I got my bachelor's in digital cinema, which is kind of like almost film school and a fashion school, which is cool because I learned like all aspects of film from pre-production, production, and post-production instead of just studying editing or just studying cinematography, which I really liked. And yeah, I don't know. I'd highly recommend checking out FITM if you're creative or I don't know if you have any interest at all. I can't recommend visiting colleges enough. I would definitely do that. And if you have any more questions about FITM, you can, of course, DM me, or I can also refer someone who currently goes there, or a staff member or like professor or something you can chat with if you're interested at all. Sorry, that was, I don't know if I answered your question fully, but yeah, so far my experience at FITM in LA has been very hard and challenging, but also very rewarding and awesome. What does, oh my God, I like can hardly talk because of my throat. I'm going to have to drink some tea. Please pause for a second. We're back from the ASMR. It's kind of fun to do. It doesn't hurt my throat when I do it. Okay. What do Americans think about French people? Rude or awesome? That's what D double six said. I think French people are dope. I took French in high school. And I haven't been to Paris, but or France. I really want to go to Paris. That's why I said that. I haven't been to France ever, but my mom's from Canada and she can speak French pretty well. And then also the girl that said asked the Midwest / FITM question was Ava 5 Brown 5. Okay. Christy Charles asked me a bunch of things about morning routine, self-care, fake friends, faith. My faith is that I'm Christian. I go to church home in Los Angeles, and then on Wednesdays, and then on Sundays I go to either Hillsong LA or Zoe. Fake friends, ain't nobody got time for that. Self-care and morning routine, self-care for me is like working out and eating healthy. My morning routine is so important. Oh my gosh. I really want to try the miracle morning thing. If anyone's tried that, let me know. It's where you like wake up at 5 a.m. and you have like a 2-hour morning routine. But basically, sounds something psycho that I would do. Basically, my morning routine is I wake up, I immediately wash my face and like moisturize my face and go to the bathroom, brush my teeth. And then I kind of pick out what I wear. Is that what I do? I always eat breakfast. Lately, I've been on like an oatmeal kick. Sometimes I've been trying to eat like super healthy. So, because I haven't been lately. So now I'm like trying to get back to get my crap back together. But, yeah, lately I've been eating like oatmeal, eggs, and in my eggs, I try and put like spinach and stuff like that in. And then I'll eat breakfast, and then sometimes I'll like try and write out in my planner what I need to do, and I work out. I try and work out in the morning. That's kind of what I do, but I can go into detail on that like on a YouTube video because I feel like that's more entertaining to watch instead of hear about. But morning routines are very important. I think having a set morning routine and a set night routine are what set you up for a really productive and good day. Someone asked, how do you get over someone you never dated? This is Sarah McCrary. How do you get over someone you never dated? I think that's totally a logical question. I feel like I get hung up on people I don't date either, because like us millennials are, and Gen Zers are very, I don't know, we're afraid of commitment and stuff. So a lot of people don't date even though they pretty much did. A lot of people say that you don't get over someone until you like start dating or whatever someone else, but I think that's true in some cases. But I think that if you just distract yourself with something that can better yourself, whether it's like a hobby or, you know, work or whatever, just distract yourself with a new exciting thing that keeps your mind off of it. I also am a high, I couldn't highly recommend like unfollowing or muting people enough. I feel like just getting them off your feed is really important as well. Okay. KLPREAMBLE asked, do you believe in love at first sight or the ability to fall in love over time or both?
I believe in both. I more believe in falling in love over time instead of love at first sight. I think love at first sight is too risky, and it's like too much based on like kind of looks and like first. Some people aren't good at first impressions, you know. Someone asked a poll, Mel Brunk, would you continue to talk / like someone even if they lived in the different state / time zone? Yeah, I do that every day. Elizabeth by Night asked, would you rather live with your significant other than marry, or would you rather marry than live together? I would rather get married and then live together, because I feel like moving in together is such like an exciting and like important thing in a relationship that and something to look forward to once you get married. Because if you already live together, it's like, what do you look forward to, you know? Someone asked, do you say, I keep saying someone, Campbell Roper? I don't know if I'm saying that right. Do you save numbers or do you wait until you know them? I'm kind, honestly, if I make sure that you save your number in my phone, I am definitely paying attention and I like want to stay in contact with you or like want to hit you up later. If I don't save your number, I do that a lot. I'm sorry. It sucks. Aw, someone said, hi, I love you. I love you too, Malrose. Here's more, esthetician Taylor something, I can't see the rest of your name, asked, who's more friendly, San Francisco people or LA people? I would say probably San Francisco people, but LA people are better with like customer service and schmoozing people, which doesn't mean that they're nicer people. It's just they're better at, I don't know, networking, I guess. What's the best bar in Bloomington? I've literally only been to Kilroy's more than once. The rest of them, I've only been to, like, yeah, I've only been to Kilroy's, Nick's, and Brothers once. I don't know. I like, never am in Bloomington, really, but I guess Kilroy's? I don't know. Alexa Baker asked, oh, and Chris Nick asked that. Alexa Baker asked, hold on, let me see. If you and your friend have been fighting about the same major topic that means a lot to you, would you, shoot, I can't see the rest of your question. I don't know. I would just say be brutally honest and talk it out with them. I don't know what you said, though. Okay. Let's see what else. Oh my God, so many of you are DMing me right now. This is amazing. Okay. Would you date someone if they have different views / beliefs than you? Honestly, no. I would totally be friends with them, but dating, I want to have the same beliefs. Soulmate or, oh, that was Alexa 240 that asked. Kay Trimper asked, soulmate or multiple people you could love? God, I have to pick between the two. I mean, oh my God, I don't know. Soulmate or multiple people you could love? Oh, I don't like this one. See, this is weird because I'm on like your guys' end. Like, I'm not asking it. I feel like my heart wants to say soulmate, but my head wants to say multiple people, because I feel like it's important to go through relationships and like get your heart broken and figure out what you like, you know, and then from that you find your soulmate. I don't know. Who am I to say? Okay, she kept asking a bunch of questions, so let's go through hers. Is it okay to be with someone because you are both comfortable? No, girl, run from that. That's not good. I hate being comfortable. Opposites attract or you'll end up hating each other? I don't know how I feel about that. Okay, we're back. I had a quick intermission because my roomie came home and she was making dinner, so I didn't want you guys to have to hear all that. By the way, love you, roomie Kate. Where were we? Opposites attract or you'll end up hating each other. I don't know. I think there's like good things about being opposite in that you complement each other, but I think there are also things that are good to be on the same page with. I don't know if that makes sense. Audrey Meese asked, is it worth it to cut out a toxic friend if you know you will end up feeling alone in the end? Yeah, because there's plenty of fish and friends in the sea. If the guy you like is shorter, also I think people throw around the word toxic. Make sure they're actually toxic. If the guy you like is shorter than you, is that a deal breaker? For me, yeah. But if you're, I guess, yeah. Honestly, yeah. I'm not even gonna try and justify that. Yeah. My girl Sydney Van Arsdale is gassing me up. Love you, Sid. Do you believe the wage gap? Okay, Steffi Marvin asked, do you believe the wage gap between men and women is real? Yeah, absolutely. I've done a huge research project on that, and it's true. Unfortunately, I think it is getting better and people are becoming much more aware of that. If you want to like look more into kind of like how that's taking place in our world today, I would look up Kat Sadler and her story, because that happened to her, and her story is really just motivating and interesting and compelling and just really good for girls to go and guys to go check out. Michael Harold asked, IU or Butler? Oh, this is tough for me. I'm definitely an IU fan. If I went to a school in Indiana, though, I think it would be Butler. So hopefully that answers your question. And I have, I have more guy friends on the Butler basketball team than I do IU. But my best guy friend in the entire world is on the IU team. So I don't know. Steffi asked again, do you believe in feminism? Yeah. Michael asked again, Bloomington South or North? South all the way. Northern Indiana or Southern Indiana? Probably just Southern because I'm from there. Is dating someone who has the same sense of style as you important? I really don't care if we have the same style or not. I actually prefer guys that, like, I don't know, aren't like really, really, really fashionable, because I prefer to be more fashionable than they are. I don't know if that sounds bad, but I don't know. I like guys that are just like into guy stuff, not really as much fashion. But I have friends that are like into guys that are like dress really well. So I guess it just depends on the person. Hannah asked, do you confront a friend about a toxic relationship or just pretend to be happy? Confront them. Lindsay Bamba asked, hey Lindsay, what's up? The Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Oh God, this is hard. I think I'm gonna go with the Stones, but love the Beatles. She's like a big music girl, so I don't know if she's gonna kill me for saying that. What do you like to do on chill days? Not chill, work. I like to work out, and I like to FaceTime my friends. I don't know, I like to be productive. I don't really like to be chill. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Probably living here. In 5 years, I could see myself low-key living on the west side of LA. So that would be like Santa Monica, Westwood area. And honestly, I see myself being a boss babe and like hopefully just like killing it in that sense. Do you believe in soulmates? I guess yes and no. Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah. Jordan asked that. Carla asked the 5-year question. Amanda asked the chill day question. Fiora asked, what is better, Dunkin' or Starbucks? I'm a Starbucks girl. I literally have never had any type of coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Someone asked, do you think college is necessary? No, but I think it's very valuable, and a lot of people can benefit from it, educationally and socially. Alexa asked, Nike or Adidas? Ooh, I'm gonna say Nike, but I'm about three stripe life too. I like Adidas's like streetwear and like sweats and like sweatshirts and stuff. Like, I feel like they have like trendy, cool, fashionable pieces in that sense. But I love like Nike's running shoes and like shorts and like workout stuff. I really like Lululemon's workout stuff too. So Alexa asked, cup of noodles or instant ramen? Honestly, neither. I've never had either. And I've only been to like a restaurant that does ramen stuff, and it didn't really look that good. Katie B. Kale asked, can you be in love with two different people at once? I think maybe, yeah, but I think you know which one you like more. And I think you know which one you like more, and you know which one will like benefit you in certain areas more. I don't know if that makes sense. Someone asked, rather get a plant with a significant other or an animal? Honestly, I'd rather get an animal, but it'd have to be like really serious, and I'd have to like be on the brink of getting engaged, because getting an animal with someone and then like potentially breaking up and having to potentially get rid of the animal sounds like the worst thing ever. Why did you move to California? So I could go to school. Cameron Witherspoon asked. I think it's Witherspoon. I can't say the rest of her name. Why did you move to California? So I could attend the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, but I've always wanted to move here. Yeah. Okay. I think that is all of the questions that you guys asked me. But I feel like I'm just going to ramble the rest of this for like a couple more minutes, and then I'll wrap it up. Anyway, thank you guys so much for participating in these polls. I guess I kind of tell you how I got started with these polls. So basically, I last winter break, so it's coming up on a year. I would like sometimes post polls, but I was bored over winter break, and I started, I don't know what I, okay, well, there were a few people, like there are a few guys that followed me. This, I'm just like being brutally honest here, that followed me that I kind of noticed were like voting in polls. And it was cool because I could see what they voted. And I was like kind of interested, so I wanted to see what they would say. And so then I started making, and it was kind of like this, I don't know. I just started making these polls, and I would do them in groups. So like I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I would do like just sports or just food or just fashion or whatever, and I would do like a bunch of them in one time period. So like what I would do over winter break is I would like in Photoshop make like pizza, and I'd like put a picture of a pizza, and then I would do versus pizza rolls, and then I'd do a picture of a pizza rolls, and then I would add the poll on Instagram, you know, like add it from my story, put the poll on, and then do that, and then I would kind of look at the results. And I didn't have that many followers, I feel like, when I was doing that, maybe like, I don't know, 2,500 or 3,000, probably around that area. And so I could like, and I don't know, not that many people were looking at my stories, so I could like kind of filter out and see like who was voting what, which was really fun for me. Like I was really interested in seeing what people, certain people voted. And then I really started to, I was like really interested what like certain people thought of like dating questions, because I was like kind of trying to figure out people. And so then I started asking dating questions, which people like fell in love with. And because everyone's kind of wondering the same thing was what I found out. And so then I started just asking polls all the time. And then I would do the TK's Juicy poll. Like then I kind of like called it a thing, and I made a graphic for that. It was all kind of a learning experience. And then I just had never gotten such kind of positive feedback about like content I was creating. And so, because I've kind of tried like sometimes uploading stuff on YouTube or like doing, you know, IGTV, like videos here and there, but I've never gotten such good feedback or, you know, actively like people saying stuff about it. And like randomly I would like come home to Bloomington and like people would be like, oh my God, yeah, I love voting in your polls. And I was like, whoa, I can't believe people are actually, you know, seeing this, not only seeing it, but also participating in it and also enjoying it. So then on Tuesdays, I like made it a thing. So on like Tuesdays, I would always post a bunch of polls, and I really got into the dating thing, and like people started DM me, and then I would like post what people would like, funny stuff people would DM me anonymously and whatever. And so that's kind of how that started. And then I was from like friends that like do social media for a living, when they started saying, oh my gosh, Taylor, your polls, and I started seeing them vote, and then they would tell me that they enjoyed voting and that I needed to make it a thing, I really trust that and hopped in that. And I was like, you know what, you're right. If you're telling me this, then you're probably right. And so it's just all been this huge learning experience. And so now I was really into podcasts and I wanted to do one forever. I just didn't know what I wanted to do it on. And for the longest time, I knew I wanted to do it and I didn't know what I wanted to call it. And so finally I was like, you know what, I'm just going to call it TK's Juicy Podcast because it goes with TK's Juicy Polls. By the way, I also have an Instagram called TK's Juicy Pantry that I post food on, which is kind of fun if you want to follow that. But yeah, that's kind of how this whole thing started. And now I only see it like progressing. I love when people not only vote, but also tell me in person that they vote. And I also love when they like DM me or, you know, reply to these like question things. It really means the world. And especially listen to the podcast because I know it's kind of more of a commitment. But I love this new form of podcasting. I think it's so cool that, like Katie said, it's like we're a part of your day. Like, you know, you can be cleaning your room and listening to me, or you can be driving. For instance, it's not even a long commute, but like I drive to work and it'll be 45 minutes in traffic where I can get one whole podcast in. And even if it's just a form of entertainment while I'm driving, it's awesome. But what I love about podcasting is that I'm almost always learning something new or working my brain to figure something out or ponder a thought, which it was what I really love about podcasting. Plus, like, I'm in the car so often, or I'm by myself so often, that I get sick of listening to my like the same songs and playlists. That's why I'm such a chatty Cathy. I just thought it was the perfect thing to make. But anyway, we're up on 45 minutes. I feel like this is really long for one podcast, for just me talking. But let me know what you guys think. Please, please, please. Oh my gosh, I can't emphasize this enough. Leave a review and rate this podcast in the podcast app on Apple. That would just mean the absolute world to me. If you did, honestly, like screenshot it and send me a DM that you did it, and I will be sure to like hit you back in DMs and maybe shout you out. I don't know. I really love it when people do that stuff, like, or add it to your story and I'll repost it, because I do that all the time. It means the world. When people rate and review, I think that's just the sweetest thing ever. And it genuinely helps the podcast. But yeah, and send me a DM of like what other guests you want me to have on, what other people, you know, what other things you want me to talk about. I'm going to New York this weekend and I have the coolest guests that I'm about to record with. I'm so excited for you guys to listen to them. So yeah, stay up to date with that. Follow me on Instagram again. It's at @TAYL0R_King. Follow TK's Juicy Pantry and subscribe, download the podcast. It's so fun. I love doing this. And I so appreciate you listening. I hope you guys have the best week ever. And make sure to take some time out of your day to make someone else's day, because it goes a long way. Hope you all enjoyed and peace out. Love you guys. Mwah.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.